Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night. Friday, March the 13th. Friday the 13th. Triska Decaphobia Friday, 16 and a half minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Radio. Friday night program, and we've lost Matt again. Now, it is a possibility that he might have blown away because it has been very windy today. No, I did hear from Matt. And he's on his way. Now, hopefully he stops and gets some beverage, because we are dry in the studio tonight as far as beverage goes. So hopefully he stops and grabs some beverage on his way to the studio. It is a windy day. Did everybody survive the wind okay? My goodness gracious. Shingles blew off the building that we're in here. Trees are down. There was a tree down in St. Mary's Cemetery. I saw the... I don't know if it was the electric company that was cutting the rest of the tree down so it didn't get in the power lines or the phone company or who it was. There were trees down on the boulevard. Businesses on 95 lost power. It's just a horrible, horrible disaster here in Marion. Just with the wind. No snow, no rain. Just wind. Phone lines are open. How are you doing? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Today, Marion, Ohio, I think, was the windy city. Not Chicago, Illinois. Now, what do we have here as far as Kiwanis Pancake tickets? We gave those away this morning. Our winners were Ryan and Trish and Mary. And who else did we have? John. Now, John and Mary have picked up their tickets, but I believe Trish is coming to get her tickets at 9 o'clock tonight. So, we still have four tickets to give away. Ryan did not pick up his tickets. So, we've got to give away these tickets. We want people to go to the 67th Annual Kiwanis Pancake Day tomorrow morning. Tri-Rivers from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. All the pancakes you can eat. Takeout is available, by the way. So we might do a little trivia here tonight to give away these tickets, and somebody, if you're able, can come pick those up at 9 o'clock tonight and go to Pancake Day in the morning. Again, phone lines are open here. Anything on your mind? 18 coming up on 19 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, let's see. We were doing... What were we doing earlier? We were doing a Family Feud question, and I don't think we ever got the last... No, two of the last correct answers. Let's see how good you are tonight. We'll try to give away these tickets to Pancake Day. The category was... Name a reason people cry. This is the category we were in. Name a reason people cry. Now, sadness was number one. 40 people said sadness. Pain was number three. And movies were number four. We still have two answers. And one of the answers is number two on the list. Now, I said earlier today, I think people are thinking about this too broadly. It's name a reason people cry. Does anybody have a reason people cry? 740-383-9944. Now, like I said, we want to give away these four remaining tickets to Kiwanis Pancake Day. So if you have a guess, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Name a reason people cry. Now, again, these are not so much specific answers. It's not like, what were people saying earlier? I'm trying to think of some of the things people said earlier today. But they're not specific. They're more broad answers. Does anybody know a reason that people might cry? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Okay, go ahead, caller.
the obituary reader, Scott, wanted to pass along his answer.
Oh, go ahead.
He said, are you at a funeral or possibly because somebody passes away?
Well, death is always a good reason to cry. It's actually not on the list, which is kind of strange. I think it probably falls under sadness. That's kind of what I'm saying here, is these are broader, not so specific answers.
Can I give a comical answer, which is so crazy it might even be there? Because actually it's a true answer. It's just kind of scientific and cerebral.
Oh, go right ahead.
You like peeling onions because they make you cry?
Well, that's a good answer. Onions is not on the list, but no, it's a good answer.
I figured that would be too cerebral for these people.
No. I don't think anybody knows, because this category went on for at least a half hour earlier, and we still did not get the two final answers, one of which is number two on the list.
I have another Adam answer. Again, this isn't going to be on there, but it's actually a good answer.
Go ahead.
Well, someone who actually is a real actor with lines and, you know, makes thousands and millions of dollars might be crying as part of a scene. So, because you're acting or you're in a play or some other form of entertainment where crying is part of what you do.
Acting is not on the list, but that's a good one too.
Okay, well, I tried, Scott. I gave you three good answers. I'll keep listening.
Keep listening. Thanks, Adam. Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. Three good answers there, but not the two answers that we're looking for here. Name a reason people cry. Now remember, sadness was number one. Now, sadness probably encompasses a whole lot of things. And pain, number three. Movies, number four. But there are two left. Now think again, not so specific. I think that's what the problem we're having here. Like sadness and pain, those are broad answers. We're looking more for broad answers here. Does anybody have a guess? 740-383-9944. And again, we've still got, I think Trish is picking up her tickets tonight at 9 o'clock. So we've got four tickets to Pancake Day tomorrow that remain at this particular point. The 67th annual Marian Noon Kiwanis Pancake Day, tomorrow morning, March the 14th, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., all the pancakes you can eat and takeout is available. So, it's a big day tomorrow. Let's see if we get a correct answer here from one of our listeners. Go ahead, caller.
Well, this answer is goofy, Scott, but you said a broad basis of an answer. Sometimes people cry because they're happy.
Yes, happiness is number two.
Well, that's dumb. Onions is a much better answer.
Well, I don't know if this list was looking for broad answers or specifics or what the thing was. I don't know. But apparently they wanted more.
I mean, what kind of a Family Feud has two answers that are the total opposite? Sadness and happiness.
Well, I don't really understand crying when you're happy to begin with. I still don't really understand that.
Okay, well, you said a broad answer. Don't think too hard. Don't try to be too cerebral. So
that's it.
Three cerebral answers that you liked. You personally liked them, you said.
Yes, they were good answers, yes.
And the dumb answer is number two, so.
Number two, happiness. Thanks, Adam.
Okay, ta-ta for now.
All right, there's one answer left on our list. Is anybody going to get the final answer here now? Now, again, think broad. Name a reason that people cry. Sadness is number one. Happiness, we just found out, was number two. Pain is number three. And movies are number four. Now, what would number five be? A reason that people cry. Does anybody have the correct answer here? And again, think broad, kind of like happiness. 740-383-9944. And tomorrow, 67th annual Marian Noon Kiwanis Pancake Day. What is it? 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. All the pancakes you can eat. Takeout is available. You know, all the years I have done Pancake Day, I was an announcer for Martha Dowse's group for a long time. I did a show with Mary Ellen. I was a guest server a couple years there. I did a lot of things at Pancake Day, but you know what? I don't think I've ever eaten the pancakes. I am not a big pancake person. Now, I know people love the pancakes, but you know, I think why I don't like pancakes? Because I'm not a big syrup person. I don't know why. Syrup, there's something about it to me. It's not that it's so sweet and rich. There's just, syrup is not something that tastes particularly good to me. Now, I will tell you, though, this is the odd thing. I do like waffles. And I do like French toast. I haven't had French toast in quite a while. So, I put syrup on that. But for some reason, syrup on a pancake just kind of tastes doughy to me. It's like doughy with sweetness on it. Does anybody else, I don't want to say I dislike pancakes, because I'm sure I've had pancakes in my life, but it's just not my favorite thing. Pancakes are not necessarily my favorite deal. I remember when I used to do the announcing for Martha Douse, they would give me a free ticket every year, and I would do the announcing, and then I would give the ticket to somebody as I was going out the door. I didn't even stay and eat the pancakes. Just wasn't a big thing for me. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. But I do like waffles, and I do like French toast. Those are both very good. I think there's something more, crisp about the French toast. Now, waffles to me just taste better than pancakes. I don't know. That's just my thought on the whole matter. But the category here, if you do want two tickets to Pancake Day, name a reason people cry. That's what we're trying to come up with here. We've got sadness, we've got happiness, we've got pain, we've got movies, and there's one answer left. Is anybody going to slip in with that one answer? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, and apparently Matt is on his way. From, I don't know, it was right before the news started to play that he was on his way. Hey, that rhymed a little bit. Hopefully he brings some, if he's listening, Matt, get some beverage. You know, you don't want to go out with the shingles off the roof here and trees down everywhere. You know, the tree that fell over in St. Mary's Cemetery, the good thing about that is that all those people, you know, have already went on to their reward. So they really don't have to worry about trees falling. I don't know if people walk that cemetery or not, though. You know, they walk in the Marion Cemetery quite a bit. I'm sure some people walk in the St. Mary's Cemetery, but I don't think it's nearly as big as the Marion Cemetery. Now, we're getting a message out here tonight. Oh, our friend Sean likes waffles as well. Well, see, I prefer waffles to pancakes. I think that's just my thing. And he had a guess for the Family Feud. Excited. Excited is not on the list. How about that? So does anybody know what the answer is? One answer left here. Name a reason people cry. Sadness was number one. 40 people said sadness. Happiness was number two. 25 people said happiness. Pain was number three. 20 people said pain. Movies was number four. 10 people said movies. And frustration is what is setting in for people tonight. We don't know what number five is. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. 30 minutes past the hour already here. Half past the hour on this getaway Friday night. You know, it's an interesting Friday night, as it always is, here on WGH Radio. How is it out there?
When I was on the way here, there was a whole billboard that was, like, blown over. A tree.
Oh, a billboard?
Yeah.
Like where's that at?
A 309, like out by, I don't know, what is the U-Haul place, yeah, out by, like, the U-Haul place.
Well, there's a tree down in the cemetery, St. Mary's.
There's a tree down on my mom's house, a whole tree got knocked over.
Shingles down on the roof here, a tree down on the boulevard. Go ahead, caller.
Hey,
I don't know if this would be inclusive of the other answer, Scott, but like a song, a sad song?
Not a sad song, but a good guess.
Okay, well, Elton John said sad songs say so much, right?
That is true.
But they don't say the answer.
They don't say number five on the list tonight. All right, again, Trish is coming to get her tickets at 9 o'clock tonight, I believe. But we do have one answer left, and I think four tickets to Kiwanis Pancake Day. So, name a reason people cry. One of those reasons could be if you get a picture of a fish. You remember this from earlier?
Yes.
We still don't know what you're supposed to do if you get a picture of a fish.
Well, I guess it depends on who you are. I mean, I think it's the same thing. I was taught that, if you don't like a gift, you just, pretend you like it. You'd be grateful because they didn't have to get you a gift in general, and that's about that. And then you move about your day.
But is it bad to complain to somebody afterward on the telephone? You probably don't think that person is going to stooge you out.
I don't see the benefit. I mean, if there's no benefit, I don't see why you would do it.
I don't know. The whole thing's a little strange to me, but in any event. Well, the Iran incident is hyping up a little bit. Apparently, we've deployed 2,500 Marines.
And an amphibious assault vessel, I don't know.
Now, I thought this was supposed to be easy.
Well, I was looking into that, and I don't know what exactly they're deployed for, but I don't remember if I read it on The Guardian or the AP, but either way, they're trained for like embassy security and like evacuation missions and that kind of thing also. So just because we sent them over there doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be they're going to be in a combat zone, I suppose, but they might not actually be in, active gunfights.
So what would be the point at this point?
To guard embassies.
Well, but I thought...
I mean, if they want to evacuate embassies, maybe they're putting these people out there to help get ready to evacuate embassies if they, for some reason, feel the need to do that.
But I thought Iran did not have any kind of power, did not have any kind of...
Bombs.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
more people were killed yesterday. I think we're up to 13 dead now.
Yes, 13.
Yeah. So how did they have the power to do that?
Well, they don't know how the fuel plane went. The fuel plane went down.
Well, don't you find it ironic?
They're investigating it.
So why would the big strike on Iran come the day after that? If they don't know how it happened.
Well, that's what they say. I mean, I don't know.
Don't you find that odd timing?
I would figure they would know what happened.
All I'm saying, we have the big strike tonight. So why strike them like that if they were not the ones who did that?
I mean, I don't know. Why'd you strike them to begin with?
Well, that's the big question. Nobody knows the answer to that either.
I mean, they didn't do anything to us.
I did not realize it was a violation of international law
to
strike them.
Well, yeah. What do you have?
But I mean, NATO has now said that. The group that we were instrumental in creating.
Who said that? That's part of NATO.
The group, the big group. I think they took a vote.
Oh well, I mean, I guess a vote's a vote, but I mean, the UK's helping, France is helping, the Saudis are helping. Like, it listed off, some odd number of countries that are either providing military assistance, or, shooting down missiles that are heading towards U.S. bases.
Well, they have to. That's the NATO pact.
They don't have to.
They do.
No.
Yeah, if you fire on a NATO country, on an ally... That's the whole deal. Why else would you have it?
It's a defense pact.
Right.
I could be wrong, but I don't think that counts in wars where you're the aggressor. I don't think they have to join in to help you.
No, they don't have to, but that's the idea. We're certainly not going to be happy if they don't.
But yeah, NATO was always a defense pact.
Right, and they're...
This is not a defense pact.
Well, they're not...
We are the aggressors.
Yeah, but they're not going into Iran. They're just helping us protect our embassies and our bases and things of that nature. They're not going in. They're not saying we're going to help you bomb them.
Who?
Any other country.
Oh, well, they've shot down missiles and things
like that. Well, right, because they're protecting us. Defense, that's their whole point.
Well, now that... Well, like, I don't remember what all countries, but, I mean, Iran has bombed countries who are assisting us. Like, I don't know, I think the Saudis got bombed and Iraq got bombed and...
So, now
or
what?
At least military bases we have got bombed in those countries.
Right, but don't you understand that's why they're there? That's why they're helping. But on the other hand, they denounce the fact that we started the thing.
Well, I wouldn't be helping then.
Well, yeah, but you have to.
You do not have to. I'm glad they are. I don't want unnecessary numbers of American people dead. But I mean, if you don't support it, then don't support it. Seems pretty simple to me.
They don't support it.
Well, they're certainly helping.
Because, more or less, they have to. They don't want us to be angry with them if we're calling on them to help us, and they don't.
We're the aggressors. What's it matter anyways?
Well, because we don't want our people blown up. It looks bad.
They don't like us.
They like us. The UK likes us.
Donald Trump doesn't even like NATO. So what do we...
Well, somebody called him.
Maybe.
All I'm saying was this is turning into a much bigger problem than I think people would have thought.
I don't know who people... I mean, it's a war.
Craig doesn't think that it's a thing. He thought it was a good idea.
I can't speak for the majority of people, I guess, but I think Pastor Craig is probably in the minority on this one.
If he's out there, by the way, you can call in 740-383-9944, because I think this thing's just getting uglier as the days go along.
Yep, it's war.
Why did anybody think that Iran... I'm still confused on why anybody thought that they wanted, I guess, freedom, which is a broad word... That all of a sudden their old regime was just going to go away because we bombed them and there wasn't going to be any blowback on the United States because this happened. I mean, why was that ever a thought? I don't understand that.
I mean, that's... I don't know.
The day it happened, I remember being told that by people. Now the people in Iran are free. The women have thrown their burqas off. And the old regime's gone, and it's all over, and that's all that needed to be done all these years, and blah, 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 and here we go.
Well, I mean, I guess in theory they weren't wrong. The old regime was gone, but now you got basically...
Worse!
Yeah, I was going to say, but now you got the man's son in, who is basically the same guy, but apparently worse.
I just don't understand how that regime change was supposed to happen. I'm not sure. In any event, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I'm also not sure this idea that Iran did something to us. I'm still not sure where that plays in a lot of this. Go ahead, caller.
Never fear. You're alive and well in Pure Marion.
Pure Marion, our new slogan. I like it.
Pure is the driven snow.
Pure is the... Do you know the answer to the trivia question? Name a reason people cry.
Because they have their private stepped on.
Well, not that I'm aware of, as far as I know. Although that might cause crying.
It could cause a few tears.
It certainly could. Well, thank you. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. See, that proves it.
Well, that's good.
Well, again, we've got tickets to Pancake Day. Somebody give me a right answer. Trish is coming to get her tickets at 9 o'clock, so somebody else can pick up their tickets. If we get a correct answer. 740-383-9944. That's all it takes. Does anybody want to go to Pancake Day tomorrow at this particular point?
I mean, pretty
we love tonight. The listeners in Marion here. What do we got here? Pancake Day. Let's see. Saturday, March 14th. There it is, tomorrow. 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. All the pancakes you can eat. Try Rivers.
It's good stuff.
I'm not a big pancake person, though, as I was saying. I much prefer... I'm sure I've had a pancake there. I don't want to say I never have. But in all the years I've done things there, I don't think I ever ate the pancakes. Maybe. I don't ever remember doing it.
I thought you had pancakes.
Maybe. I mean, it might have happened, but I don't remember it if it did. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city. You mean you don't? You're still hanging on to that last answer? For
nobody
why
can
it
get it.
People cry.
I'm depressed. Nobody can get this.
Run down the ones that you've gotten so far.
Sadness, happiness, pain, and the movies. And this is a broad one, kind of like sadness or happiness.
Does somebody makes you feel bad? Feelings are hurt.
I'll tell you, it begins with an F. How about that? Because it's a difficult one. I'll say that. F.
That could be expletive up.
No, it's no expletives. This is the PG version of Family Feud.
I'll think about it.
Keep thinking. F. All right. There you are. F.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. That's a difficult word in general. I don't hear people using that word a whole lot. But it's name a reason people cry. Sadness, happiness, pain, the movies, and this word, which begins with an F. And it's broad. Broad. You know what? I'm going to leave that there. Think on that one. I'm going to go to the next question here, and we'll see if anybody can get this. Name a popular holiday. There you go. Could it be any easier? Four big answers. Name a popular holiday. 740-383-9944. And we'll give you a couple sets of tickets to Pancake Day. All you got to do is come up here in 18 minutes and get them. How about that? 740-383-9944. Name a popular holiday. Got to wait for the delay to kick in there.
Holidays are always good.
Some of them. Some of them. This list is not shocking to me, though. How it all has shaken out here. Go ahead, caller.
What about on the cry if you're fatigued?
Not fatigue, but a good guess. Not fatigue.
Okay.
Not fatigue, but a good answer nonetheless. Begins with an F. Name a reason people cry. Our last answer begins with an F. What are you looking at over there?
Staring at the window. I don't know.
I think you need entertainment. Name a popular holiday. Four of them here. A popular holiday. Does anybody know a popular holiday? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or does anybody have anything to say in regard to Iran or Iran, depending on how you pronounce it? 44 minutes past the hour on this Friday night. Now, what's coming up on your show tonight?
Tonight, we're going to be talking about the NFL free agency, probably for the majority of it. But I do have some politics if we get to it.
And what politics?
Talking about the Iran war. I also have it listed with the 2,500 troops. There's a couple more things I cannot recall. They're in my notes.
Go ahead, caller.
You should wear that really cool yarmulke, Scott, so I'll say Hanukkah.
Not Hanukkah, but a good guess.
Okay, well, I'm not going to say the boring one that's coming up. I thought I'd be kind of creative. So.
No Hanukkah on the list here. Well, it's interesting. Somebody would guess Hanukkah.
Hanukkah's a big holiday.
I don't know that I ever wore a yarmulke. It was a beanie. I wore a beanie at one point. I think it's different than a...
Yeah, I think there's a bit of a difference there.
Yeah, I always thought a beanie was different, but you never know. Go ahead, caller.
How about frustration?
That's it, frustration. Now, how in the world did you finally come by that?
Well, it's easy. People get real frustrated, and they've been crying and crying, and they've come to tears, and that's what happens.
Well, I'm glad. Would you like the tickets?
Well, I'd like to, but I'm not going to get them. How about if somebody comes up and gets them tickets, ask them if they want another one and give mine to them, and maybe they got a friend they could peddle it off since it's late at night.
We'll do that. Well, hey, thank you. We finally got it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, so now, would anybody like any extra tickets? Now we've got two. Anybody who's, if you've won, it doesn't matter now. Because if you want two extra tickets and you can be here at 9 o'clock, we'll give you two extra tickets. We finally got it. Frustration. How about that?
Oh, that's good.
I'm glad. Thank goodness.
Category.
Now, Trish will be out here at 9 o'clock because she couldn't come at 7:15 to get her tickets. So she'll be here. So if anybody wants two more tickets, there you go. But you got to get correct answers. See, we got to have correct answers. That's the way this game is played. All right. Let's take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Holidays?
Yes.
Going for now?
We're going for holidays.
Maury Amsterdam's birthday.
I don't know if we celebrate that, do we? What is that, Christmas?
Some people do.
What, at Christmas?
No.
It's not Christmas?
It's Maury Amsterdam's birthday.
What's the date?
I think it's April the 1st.
April Fool? I don't think April Fool's Day is a holiday.
Well, he was a fool, wasn't he?
No, he's a very smart man. Member of the Dick Van Dyke cast.
Yeah, but he only reiterated what was written.
Yeah, but he was a brilliant guy. Rose Marie told me he was a brilliant guy. He wrote the theme song, by the way. Dick Van Dyke told me that.
Rose Marie, no. She was how old and still had those damn bows in her hair?
You know, she would never tell the reason why she wore the bows. I asked her about that when I interviewed her. And she said there was a reason, but she would never tell.
You're always reminded of her as sweet baby Rose.
No. Well, I talked about that with her because she was a child star. People don't remember that. But there was a reason for the bows, which is why she never took them out. But she said she would never reveal what it was. I thought that was interesting.
I think she's a spy for the CIA, and it was a microphone that she was using to record everybody's conversation. There you go.
But she was big during the McCarthy hearings.
She was big.
She was
big all her life. She was a big lady.
As big as what's her name from Hee Haw?
No, not big as in Earth. I'm talking. She was a big star.
You said she was a big lady. I mean,
she was a big lady, a powerful lady in Hollywood.
As the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, would say, any subject is not too big, too small.
Yeah, I've heard he can say that. It's something like that. Well, thanks for calling, Maury Amsterdam.
Next time.
All right. Well, pure Marion. 7403. You got that right. No, she was a... I interviewed Rose Marie, a wonderful lady.
I don't know who any of these people... You're
living on a different planet,
I
swear.
Watch
you're
TV.
Just... Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yeah, I know.
You need an education in frame of reference.
and old
you know
movies.
About things that don't matter. You have no like...
And old movies.
God. I'll tell you, though, I bet Rose Marie could eat a few pancakes. I'll tell you that right now. All-you-can-eat pancakes, Rosemary would have been there.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. I can get behind some all-you-can-eat pancakes.
740-383-9944. Does anybody want some extra tickets to Pancake Day? If you can be here, maybe somebody will just be standing out there at 9 o'clock. You never know. I know Trish will be out there.
Well, that's good.
Now, the phones are open, 740-383. And carry-out is available, by the way. Name a popular holiday. Four answers. 740-383-9944. You know, we should do an all-you-can-eat French toast or waffle day.
Why?
Well, because it's a good fundraiser. That's why they do this.
Well, yeah,
they don't do it out of the kindness of their heart tomorrow.
Well, yes, I understand that.
I don't know which would be easier. Probably French toast. Because waffles, you would have to make, that would be messy. Or you would have to buy them like Eggos, and that would be difficult. But French toast is just bread. You could probably make that fairly easy.
Just bread, milk, and eggs, isn't it?
Listen, I made waffles with Mary Ellen Withrow, her famous waffle recipe. That's not easy.
Well, those are good stuff.
But not easy. You got to have a waffle press.
Well, that's why they're good stuff. You got to put in work.
You know, we made those at the school once for the kids. My God, they loved them.
Well, I can imagine.
They're very popular. And we had them with Mary Ellen making them.
Yes.
A classic. 740-383-9944. We just need somebody who will financially back that, and we'll just have French Toast Day here in Marion.
Good luck.
WGH Radio's French Toast Day.
Okay.
All you can eat French toast.
You better buy a lot of French toast. Why?
I don't know.
I mean, by itself, it's
no good. Something about it that just gives me the...
But syrup on pancakes?
I say syrup. You say syrup. Syrup.
Yeah, syrup.
There's a U in that word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Syrup.
So where are you pronouncing the U in syrup?
The end. Syrup.
Some people do some weird stuff with syrup. I'll tell you that. Go ahead, caller.
You do something simpler than that. Have omelet day. That way you just have your fixin' and all you need are eggs and a flat top grill and you can crank them out.
Well, you don't know, though. People, the egg prices fluctuate.
Well, you get somebody like Perkins or Bob Evans. I don't know if Marcella would be able to, but Byries be able to handle something on that kind of a scale, though. Or you just do it at a fundraiser for a high school. They got the cafeterias.
People love to eat. Like somebody once said, Marion loves to eat. That's why this is a big event.
Well, it's a breakfast kind of deal. So don't they have sausages with the pancakes?
I believe they do. Now, see, I would eat the sausages, but not the pancakes are just heavy. Like, I can picture them. Tell you,
it's a lot of carbohydrates.
Yeah, but I have wonderful memories of this event, doing the event for Martha Dowse. Because here's a little known story. She asked me to announce. Now, by that point, Martha was no longer the main teacher of the Marion branch. So her daughter Marilyn was the... So you got to be careful because Marilyn's still around. But Marilyn's retired. She's no longer doing the teaching either. But she was the teacher at that point of the Marion branch. But she would always bring Martha out to the pancake breakfast. And Martha, people loved to come up when they would see her because you couldn't miss her. She had the boa and the beehive.
What when you say Marion branch?
Yeah, there are about six branches of the Dowse Dance Studio.
Oh, okay, because I was confusing it with OSUM, the branch OSUM, so...
Yeah, no, there were...
They had, like, six satellite schools.
Yes, there was one in Bucyrus, there was one in Cincinnati, there was one in Delaware, I believe there was one in Kentucky somewhere, but...
Gee whiz.
Yeah, she was able to do it. Martha got around. So Martha would come to the pancake day, and it would go like this. I would show... We were usually on very early, like one of the early acts, like 8 o'clock, 8:30, somewhere in there. And I would show up very early, and Marilyn would give me my free ticket, which was my, you know, pay for doing it, which I would usually give to somebody else. And she would say, she would give me the list, the rundown, because you never knew what kids were going to show up, because there was always some people who didn't show up or some people who did. So you never had the list the night before. And she would give me the list when I got there of the kids who were dancing, the names, and what they were dancing to. So what I was supposed to do was say, you know, and next up we have blah, 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 which is a jazz dance, and the dancers are blah, 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 blah. And then Marilyn would say, whatever you do, don't let Mom have the mic. And then I would go over, and I would say, fine, Marilyn, I will not let Mom have the mic. So I would go over to Martha then. I'd say, Martha, good to see you. And Martha always had her own photographer there, Dick Schwatterer. He's still around. She'd call Dick Schwatterer. We'd all get pictures. I have many pictures of Pancake Day because of this. I would get a picture with Martha and her secretary, Dorothy Brown. I think Dorothy's went on to her reward. So we're out there, and Martha would lean in my ear after we did all this. She'd go, make sure you give me the microphone at some point. And I would say, Martha, Marilyn doesn't want you to have the microphone. And she'd say, Scott, give me the microphone. So inevitably, Martha knew what the last dance was, and she would start coming toward me as the last people were dancing. And I would say, I want to thank everybody. And Martha would grab the microphone, and I'd say, ladies and gentlemen, the queen of dancing, Marion, the one and only legendary Martha Dowse Manasi. And people would applaud at Pancake Day. They'd applaud. and she would take that microphone and she would either sing the Martha Douse song or she'd tell her the age of her daughter. And Marilyn got so, never got angry at me, but boy, when she handed that microphone back, she'd go over and lay into Martha every year. Yeah, I could plan on that like clockwork every year at Pancake Day.
You should have always turned the mic off before you handed it to
her. Oh, no, Martha would have kicked your can. Martha was Martha was all sweet and lovely until you got on her bad side.
I was going to say, which side was that? Anyway, how about a holiday? Let's say the obvious one, Christmas.
Christmas is number one. Now, did you want some pancake tickets?
No.
Okay, well, you're missing out.
I don't eat pancakes.
It's all you can eat, sausage.
Don't eat pancakes.
Too heavy.
Too heavy.
Yeah,
thanks.
Too heavy.
Thanks. All right. Now, Mary out there says you put butter and powdered sugar on your French toast. Oh, butter and powdered sugar. Well, yeah, I would have that. Okay. I'm good with that.
I always just use syrup.
There is no syrup. It's syrup.
What we're saying?
Syrup.
It's the same thing.
And again, if anybody's out there at 9 o'clock tonight, we'll give you two extra tickets to Pancake Day. God knows we got to unload these things somehow. 740-383-9944. 57 minutes past the hour. Name a popular holiday. Christmas was number one. 40 people said Christmas. Imagine that. What are the other three holidays? Wasn't that a wonderful anecdote about Pancake Day that I told there?
Little inside
Pancake Day. That happened every year. Go ahead, caller.
St. Patrick's Day.
No St. Patrick's Day, but a good guess.
Coming up. Bye.
It is coming up. St. Patrick's Day, where you pinch somebody who's not wearing green.
I don't like that holiday.
I really don't get it.
Let me rephrase. It's not that I don't like it. I don't get it.
I don't know why you're supposed to pinch people.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go ahead, caller.
Here, Marion Serp. For pancakes.
You're saying syrup.
Serp.
Serp.
That's what they say south of the Mason-Dixon line.
All right. Serp. Not syrup.
Serp.
Serp. Got it.
Yeah. All right. Like they don't call Ohio, Ohio. They call it Ohio.
Yeah, but this is pure Marion. That's all you need to know.
Well, Halloween.
Halloween, which is not a holiday, but yes, it's number three on the list.
If it's not a holiday, but it's on the list.
I didn't make the list. That goes to tell you the people who were sampled.
Oh, what can I say? Pure Marion.
Syrup. Go ahead. Syrup. All right, 740. What, two more holidays. Is anybody going to get them? Name your favorite holiday. 740-383-9944. Syrup.
Yeah.
It's not a word.
I'm telling you, it's syrup.
Syrup. Go ahead, caller.
Mother's Day.
No Mother's Day, but that's a popular morning. Popular morning to go out and have breakfast. Name a popular holiday. Two left to go. 740-383-9944. Coming up on 59 minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time. Go ahead, caller.
Valentine's Day.
No Valentine's Day.
And is the door unlocked or do I just...
Matt will be down there in about 2 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Well, we know Trish is here.
Well, that's good.
Now, I don't think Valentine's Day, by the way, is a holiday either. I don't think it is.
I don't think so.
I don't think it is. Go ahead, caller.
New Year's Day.
No New Year's on the list.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Well, better late than never, as they say. March the 13th. 740-383-9944. Favorite holiday? You don't have syrup.
Yeah, you don't have syrup at any
holiday. Go ahead, caller.
4th of July.
No 4th of July on the list.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Put this list together.
Thank you. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break because Trish needs to get her tickets. But come back, we got a whole nother hour and 15 minutes. Don't you dare tune away.
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having